Casey in WZBC Newton, 3 FM.
Thank you.
Puck drop set for 10:34 here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. This is Casey in the studio, and you're listening to a production of WZBC Sports. Coming up tonight, Boston College will take on the Northeastern Huskies in the semifinals of the Hockey East from TD Garden. Scott Guymon, Anthony Iotti, and Quinn Kelly will be on the call. We've got a little bit of our ways to go after what an incredible game. Three overtimes, UMass Lowell and Providence College. But tonight, next up, Boston College against Northeastern for the right to play UMass Lowell tomorrow night. In the starting lineup for the Eagles tonight, on defensive pair will be Ian McCaution, Casey Fitzgerald. The starting lineup, the three forwards, will be J.D. Dudek, Colin White, and Ryan Fitzgerald, with Thatcher Demko, the Hobie Baker finalist, starting in net for Northeastern. Matt Benning, Zach Aston Reese, Nolan Stevens, Ryan Ruck, in the 10D net, John Stevens and Dustin Darrow will be the starters. And that game will be coming up at about 10:34. Check back in a few minutes. We will have a little more pregame coverage. From there, you're listening to WZBC Newton. Keep it locked.
Let me sleep for an hour. I don't think I'd go on. In the state that take away from necessary to know.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of WZBC Sports. This is Casey in the studio, and tonight, from TD Garden, the Boston College Eagles men's hockey team will be taking on the Huskies of Northeastern. That game is set for 10:34 puck drop after a 3-overtime game. UMass Lowell beats Providence College to send them to the championship game of Hockey East tomorrow night. BC hoping to do the same thing, but will face a difficult Northeastern squad. But before we get to that, the big news out of tonight, out of college hockey, at least, the Boston College women's hockey team going to 40-0-0 on Sunday. They will play for the national championship game and hope to remain perfect. Now, everyone on the media has been talking about Boston College football, Boston College basketball, and how bad they have had in their ACC seasons. But people don't give enough credit to the women's hockey team, which under Coach Katie King Crowley have played amazing. Just an incredible team, coming back from down 2-0 against Clarkson today, scoring in overtime. And they tied the game with only 3:53 left in regulation. What an incredible game for some of these girls. Haley Skorupa, Kalia Johnson scoring the goal late to force overtime. And Alex Carpenter just passed the Clarkson goalie 58 seconds into overtime. Incredible. And some of these girls, Alex Carpenter, an accomplished Olympian too. I mean, these girls are incredible, and they don't get enough discussion about them. Just amazing. They're going to go for 41-0-0 on Sunday, and I hope that they do win. That game is 2 o'clock from Durham, New Hampshire. The University of New Hampshire is hosting that series, and just incredible that BC Women's Hockey has been this good, and hopefully we'll make it a perfect season on Sunday afternoon. Tonight, of course, though, we will be broadcasting BC against Northeastern. And that game will be Scott Guymon, Anthony Iotti, and Quinn Kelly on the call. But in the meantime, we have a few minutes before we send it out to TD Garden. Just looking ahead at the possible teams to make the NCAA hockey tournament, which the selection show, of course, is taking place this Sunday. North Dakota currently stands in the first overall team to make it. The top four seeds, if it stood today, would be North Dakota, Quinnipiac, St. Cloud State, and Boston College. Of course, the four highest teams based on RPI in the pairwise rankings. The next four teams would be Denver, Providence, Michigan, UMass Lowell. Of course, both those teams played earlier tonight, Providence and UMass Lowell, so it looks like they will both advance. And a couple other Hockey East teams, a couple local teams too, Boston University, ranked 9. Of course, only 16 teams make it. They're 9th. Currently standing 11th is Harvard, the boys over from Crimson. 12th, another Hockey East team, Notre Dame. Northeastern creeping in at the number 14 spot. They know if they beat BC tonight, then they can solidify a spot in the tournament. But let's talk about Northeastern. 18-1-2 since they last played Boston College. They've won 11 straight games. They're unbeaten in 12 straight games. This team is amazing. You just look at what they've been able to do. Ever since they lost to BC in a home-and-home, they lost the game at Matthews Arena on a Sunday afternoon, which we were lucky enough to broadcast. And it's just incredible how they've turned around their season. And it all really starts with the captain, Kevin Waugh. Of course, Waugh, one of the an NHL draft pick. He's a senior. He leads this. I believe he's one of the all-time leading scorers at Northeastern. And he's just played incredibly this season. And it also goes to Ryan Ruck, the freshman goaltender for Northeastern, who has been unstoppable of late. And they really hope to continue their magic going forward tonight as they play a BC team who, well, this BC team's been quite unbeatable. Of course, last weekend they did beat Vermont in overtime 4-3 to send them to the Garden tonight, which, of course, doesn't stop short of Thatcher Demko having an incredible game. Thatcher Demko, the Hobie Baker, that's the MVP or best player of college hockey, was named a top 10 finalist as a goalie, which just shows how important he's been to this Boston College team and really what he means to the Heights and the Boston College program. He was drafted in the second round, 36 overall, by the Vancouver Canucks, and he stayed for a few years, and this is really the year that they think that he may be able to carry this team until the championship. It has been really an incredible run for the Eagles. You look at the young guys, Colin White, Miles Wood, who have played incredibly, led by older guys such as the captain, Steve Santini, Ian McCaution, and Teddy Doherty. That leadership has been incredible by some of these Eagles. And they're really showing why they deserve to be a one seed and play in this NCAA hockey tournament, which starts next week. There's a few games around here, one at the DCU Center in Worcester, there's one in Albany, and the next two are far away in Minnesota, and Cincinnati. Those are a little more away from BC, and of course they hope that they do land close to the Boston area, and as I'm sure many of the Hockey East teams do as well. But it does. It is important to look at this. A couple stats for you tonight. Northeastern, this is the 25th time they've actually played in the Hockey East playoffs, and they actually haven't. They haven't won a Hockey East championship since the 1988 season. Another thing that they won that season was the Bean Pot. That was the last time that they won that, which just shows that Northeastern has been in a little bit of a slump. Of course, they did make it to the NCAA tournament in 2008, but it's been a little while for this Northeastern hockey team, and they're glad to be back in it. This is the all-time 228th meeting between BC and Northeastern. This makes BC the team that Northeastern has played most. BC does lead the season, or all-time series, I should say, 163 to 48 losses to 16 ties. So BC really holding the mark in that. Of course, on this season, the Eagles won one game at Matthews Arena, and Northeastern was able to force a tie 3-3 here on a Saturday night at Conti Forum. And that was a quite incredible game. We really saw at Northeastern the big bruisers that they are. They didn't have a ton of skill, but they were really able to play up with the passion and the strength of BC, which really goes to show how much this team has improved and how well we think that Northeastern could do, especially tonight. Last weekend, they did play against Notre Dame, and they beat them pretty handily, 4-2 on Friday night and 6-4 the following night, which just shows that Northeastern is not a team to be messing around with, and a lot of people took them for granted. They're averaging 4.05 goals per game since they began their incredible 21-game streak. It's just amazing that they really stepped up their game. We didn't expect to see them very far, and they were, I believe, in the pairwise. There's only 60 teams in college, men's college hockey Division I. Northeastern was ranked around the mid-30s, even towards the 40s overall. Now they're 14th in the nation, which is incredible. It is really amazing how a team, Northeastern, who we just haven't seen do this in a while. If this happened to Boston College or Boston University, two teams that are perennial powerhouses in the college hockey game, you would say, okay, it's just another year of these two teams. But Northeastern, give them so much credit for being able to come back. And if they win tonight, they will solidify themselves as once again returning as a college hockey powerhouse. And it looks like they could be in it for a few years if they're able to continue the success, but they will have to go up against BC. And I think that Boston College, like I said, Thatcher Demko, really one of the best goaltenders out there. Jerry York, the head coach, winning his 1,000th game this season. He sure would love to add a Hockey East title to their already Beanpot title. And we'll see if they can do that tonight. We will be sending it out to Scott Guymon, Anthony Iotti, and Quinn Kelly. Scott, are you ready to go? All right, well, I'm going to send it out now to TD Garden. Scott, take it away.
Welcome to the 2016 Hockey East semifinal matchup between top-seeded Boston College and the sixth-seeded Northeastern Huskies, live here from TD Garden in beautiful Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Scott Guymon, and I'm alongside my partners Anthony Iotti and Quinn Kelly. Boys, it's wonderful to be here tonight. We are finally starting this game. It's going to be an exciting matchup here. We had an exciting matchup right before this in which UMass Lowell took on the Providence Friars and won in the third overtime, the NCAA's hockey's second longest game. Quinn, what do we have going on here for the BC Eagles?
Well, the Eagles come in, as you said, they're the number one seed. They have everything to prove after a tough weekend series against UVM in the quarterfinals. They didn't come out as strong as they'd like to. They were the only quarterfinal matchup that made it to Sunday, so they got to come out strong against Northeastern, and they'll be looking to make it to their first championship game since 2012 here in the Hockey East playoffs.
All right, Anthony, and how about the Huskies? They've been incredible as of late.
Yes, they have, Scott. Guys, don't let their sixth seed in this tournament fool you. The Northeastern Huskies are most likely the hottest team in college hockey right now. They just cracked the top 20 in the rankings for the first time this year. They're sitting at number 14, and they're coming off a weekend sweep in South Bend, Indiana. Two straight wins over Notre Dame on the road. Before that, in the octo-final round of this tournament, back-to-back overtime wins at home against Maine. They've proven they can win close games. They can, you know, beat up on teams like they did to Notre Dame a couple games in a row, and they've got a hot goalie in Ryan Ruch, so they're going to be a really, really tough matchup for BC tonight.
Two hot teams indeed going head-to-head tonight. And as we said, the winner of tonight's matchup will go on to the Hockey East Championship tomorrow night from TD Garden, taking on the UMass Lowell Riverhawks. Now, Anthony, back to you. What do you see are the three keys to this game tonight?
Well, I would say the first one, which is a little bit obvious, is scoring first. Northeastern's 12-5. When they do that, they get out to the 1-0 lead. But when they don't, they're just a 500 team. That's a huge key, especially against a team like the Eagles. Number two, I would say it would behoove Northeastern to play a physical, chippy game, which you don't often hear, but BC can be baited into penalties. I think we've seen that this year. They're the most penalized team in this conference, whereas Northeastern has the second-best power play in Hockey East at 22.3%. So if I'm the Huskies, I'm trying to bait BC into some dumb penalties and make them a little bit impatient. And number three, I think Northeastern needs to get Kevin Waugh involved early. He's their senior captain. He's a left-wing prospect of the Anaheim Ducks. He's had a little bit of a down year. He's got 65 career goals, but only 10 of them this year. However, that game two against Notre Dame last weekend, two goals, two assists for Kevin Waugh. They got to keep him hot, get him the puck early, get him involved.
And Quinn, for you, what does BC have to do tonight to get ahead?
Well, number one, you got to stand on top of Hockey East most valuable player this year, Thatcher Demko. He's been excellent all season, but he struggled a little bit in this Vermont series. You look for him to get back to form. No soft goals tonight from him. Like you mentioned, Anthony, BC takes a lot of penalties, so number two, what they need to do is not take any of those stupid penalties that they've been known to take. Sometimes they let their chippiness precede them, they make some dumb decisions, and end up on the penalty kill. Despite how good they are, like you said, Northeastern has a potent penalty kill, or a potent power play. And then finally, Northeastern, or BC has to play like the number one seed they are. This matchup is all about one versus six. Number one team has taken on a six-seeded time seven times. The sixth seed has a 1-6 record. Northeastern has a 1-6 record against BC in the tournament. And after one six-period game before this, I, for one, am sick of waiting for this game to get underway.
Indeed, we did wait a very long time as the game before us did go into three overtimes. And those are not just five-minute overtimes. Those are 20-minute overtime periods. So the game lasted a total of 112 minutes and a few odd seconds. So it was quite a game. Both teams very exhausted after that. But Quinn, going back to your point about Thatcher Demko, BC's phenomenal goaltender, just this past week he was named one of the top 10 Hobie Baker Award finalists. And not often do you see a goaltender in that position, because that position brings out the best college hockey player. You know, what do both of you see in Thatcher Demko here at BC and maybe beyond in the professionals?
Well, Thatcher here at BC is approaching near number one potential. He's obviously second now on the list in terms of career shutouts, just behind Corey Schneider. He's been fantastic in his 3 years here. At the NHL, I mean, who knows? The sky is really the limit for him. He really is just one of the more finished products that you're seeing in college hockey right now.
I mean, the biggest thing for Thatcher Demko this year is that he's healthy. His numbers are way better this year than they were last year. He had off-season hip surgery, and he looks like a new player this year. His stats this season, 25 wins against 6 losses and 4 ties, 10 shutouts, a Boston College record, eclipsing that of Corey Schneider, who had 8 back in 2006. Save percentage for Thatcher, .938, and 1.78 goals against, which actually ties his own goaltending coach for one of the, or Mike Ayers is his name, for one of the top goals against averages in Hockey East history. So the big thing for Thatcher is he's got his confidence back, and he looks really sharp. Struggled a bit in a couple of the games against Vermont, but he's had a great year.
Now looking back at the other side of the ice for the Huskies backstop, we have Ryan Ruck, freshman goaltender, coming in with some pretty great stats. So far in his career, 18-10-4 with a 2.21 goals against average. And he's really been a key piece of this Northeastern turnaround. Northeastern started off not too great, kind of went right to the bottom of the barrel in Hockey East. But as you mentioned, 18-1-2 in their past 21 games is the hottest team in college hockey, and Ryan Ruck has been a core part of that.
Well, what's funny to me is Northeastern has a similar goalie situation to what BC had 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, BC came in with Ryan Billett as the incumbent goalie, an upperclassman, and in about November, a young freshman from California took the starting job and never let it go. That's exactly what's happened with Northeastern this year. Ryan Ruck is a freshman from Coto de Caza, California, took over the job from Derek Waugh in October or November, and has really kept it up the whole way. And, you know, said his coach, Jim Madigan, he's a goaltender who has good, quick reflexes, and he competes and covers the net really well. He also moves his lower body really well. He communicates well with his defensemen, and he's a real student of the game.
That's what you like to see in college hockey. And just as we are approaching the national anthem, we will take a quick break and honor our nation, and we will be back with you in just one moment for Puck Drop. Stay tuned. Beautiful national anthem done by none other than Boston College Senior. Great showing there. And we are just moments from puck drop here at TD Garden between the Boston College Eagles and the Northeastern Huskies in this 2016 Hockey East semifinal matchup. Now, as we look at both the top lines of both teams, Northeastern's top three scorers on the team consist of that top line, center John Stevens, left wing by his brother, Nolan Stevens, and on the right wing, the top scorer for the Huskies, Zach Aston-Reese. You know, what do the Eagles have to do to shut down this top line?
Well, they need to play better than they played in the two previous games against Northeastern. Each of those three players had 3 points in the series back in, I believe, January against Northeastern. So they need to figure out how they're going to be able to slow them down in a way that they weren't able to before.
I think they need to play a little bit conservative early on, you know, try to get this top line in Northeastern a little bit antsy. Don't give them anything easy by, you know, pressing too much on the offensive end. Stay at home a little bit early on and make the, you know, let Northeastern know that this top line is going to have to work for every scoring chance that they're going to get tonight against Thatcher Demko.
And it looks like the Eagles will be starting the second line, centered by Austin Cangelosi, who actually has the nation's highest faceoff percentage as of now, 63.6%. Austin doing a great job in the circle, very aggressive, a small, feisty player, and it's great to see.
Absolutely. He's found a scoring touch as of late, too. He's been pretty hot. He gets a lot of goals in front of the net. He's a clutch player, gets some of those dirty puck luck kind of goals, but he also has plenty of skill as well.
And we are just seconds away from puck drop here. Cangelosi facing off against John Stevens. And this game is underway. The Eagles winning the faceoff. Puck heads back into the zone, and Demko touches it up. But Stevens is able to get a hand on that. Steve Santini regains the possession for the Eagles, sends it into the neutral zone, and a quick pass up to Colin White. Colin White with the shot and a goal! 15 seconds into the game, and the Eagles are on the board, 1-0.
That is your Hockey East Rookie of the Year, Colin White, the freshman prospect of the Ottawa Senators, gets his 19th goal of the year just 15 seconds into this game.
And that's playing like the number one team. Unbelievable job there. They came out on a mission. Northeastern came out unprepared.
Excuse me, it looks like that goal scorer was Miles Wood, another freshman phenom. Pardon my...
You know, not much of the rhetoric changes, though. A freshman phenom forward for this team who's really exploded onto the scene, another NHL prospect.
And what a quick goal that is, and it looks like we have an offside call here on the Eagles.
Looks like he put that one five hole. Unbelievable shot there.
And that's got to just shatter the confidence of Ryan Ruck early on. Came into this game on fire, as we mentioned. And already 22 seconds in, he's hearing the sieve chant from the BC student section.
Adam Gaudette up against Colin White for the faceoff, and the Eagles win this one and dump it deep into the northeastern zone. The Eagles applying some forecheck. Colin White there in the corner with the battle. And Casey Fitzgerald unable to keep the puck into the zone, so Dylan Sakura rushes to the puck, but Demko able to knock that one out. And Ian McCaution fumbles with the puck there behind the goal line behind Demko. Regains the possession there as Ian McCaution cycles that over to Casey Fitzgerald. And a little confusion there in the northeastern corner, and that's picked up by Mike McMurtry. McMurtry sends it down to Kevin Waugh, unable to get a shot off on Demko as J.D. Dudek dumps that in behind Ryan Ruck. And the Huskies get possession behind the goal line there. Kevin Waugh picks it up on the left, sends it back to Colton Saucerman. Here comes the breakout for the Huskies. Off into center ice, Kevin Waugh. Down to the left side of the ice, passes that up. And a little confusion there in the corner. And a loose puck at the blue line up in front of Demko. But that one's knocked out of the air by Alex Tuck and picked up by Zach Sanford up along the right side of the board. Dumps that down to Adam Gilmore. And that puck goes behind the goal line there. And that's picked up by Eric Williams of the Huskies. Off the right side of the ice, Sam Kirker. Get a quick line change there for the Huskies. 18-12 to go in the first period here. The Huskies get possession into the Eagles zone there. Send it behind Demko. And it's picked up here by Zach Sanford up along the blue line on the right side here. And Christopher Brown knocks that down into the zone. Transitions into the northeastern breakout. We have a nice takeaway there by Christopher Brown, and he gets absolutely manhandled at the blue line, and that puck is covered up by Ryan Ruck. 17:45 to go here in the first period.
Guys, right. You can already see how physical BC is trying to play. They've taken a few opportunities to get some hits in the corners. We also saw Casey Fitzgerald put a little bit of a late shove onto Kevin Waugh when he came into Thatcher Demko's crease a little bit.
Sure, easy to play the aggressor when you've already asserted your dominance here 15 seconds in.
Cangelosi unable to win that faceoff. Miles Wood taps that one back to maintain possession, and Wood goes hunting for it there up against John Stevens in the corner. A little battle that's picked up by Jared Fennell of the Huskies, sent into the neutral zone there, and Michael Kim chases that puck down, brings it behind Demko, and looks up for Christopher Brown, and that's taken away there by Zach Aston-Reese, fired on net but goes just wide, picked up by Nolan Stevens behind the net. Shot in front, but unable to convert on that. Scott Savage looking to get in the corner, playing physical with John Stevens. And Cangelosi finds that one, sends it up to Miles Wood, who sends that puck down the ice, and that will be called for icing against the Eagles. 16:58 to go here in the first period from TD Garden.
Tough miss there from Wood. He had Brown streaking, might have had a chance at a little breakaway there, but he just missed him. And send it back down the BC zone now.
Yeah, BC spent a little more time than I think they wanted to in their own zone on that possession. You never want to have an icing call, but unfortunately that's kind of what BC had to do there.
Adam Gaudette facing up against Austin Cangelosi, and that's one picked up by Mike McMurtry. Sent behind the net and off the goalpost was a shot by Dylan Sakura, but that doesn't get into the net there as Northeastern looks to keep this puck in their offensive zone. Sent backhanded in by Colton Saucerman. And that's picked up by Mike McMurtry up on the blue line, sent over to Saucerman. Saucerman sends the puck down behind the goal line, picked up by Sakura. But Christopher Brown able to get a stick on that and sends that down the ice. And it looks like icing will be called again against the Eagles. That's two icings in a row, 16:26 to go in the first.
And BC very nearly had the line change they wanted there, but instead the referee is going to go pick out the players who were guilty of that icing and send them back onto the ice. One thing we haven't really seen so far with all this time Northeastern has spent in the offensive zone is putting a body in front of the net. It's been pretty quiet by Demko.
Face-off here between Brendan Collier and Austin Cangelosi. Collier tied up there. Puck sent off the back of the net behind Demko, but Miles Wood finds that one and sends the puck down again for yet another icing.
Just a tired shift there, a tired play from Wood. No need with nobody around him to send it down in the way that he did.
Right, you would think he would kind of chip one up into the air a little bit, put some air under it, give BC a chance to get the change they want without icing the puck, but here we go again, face off to the left of Demko.
Cangelosi versus Collier. Cangelosi able to win that one in the defensive zone. Michael Kim sends that along the boards on the right, but it goes just back over, and Miles Wood picks it up on the left side, unable to clear the zone for the Eagles. And the puck is loose in the neutral zone as the Huskies hunt that one down, picked up by Kevin Waugh. Kevin Waugh, center ice, fires that puck down past Demko, and it's picked up by none other than Kevin Waugh again. And Ryan Fitzgerald there backhands the puck up to Colin White. Colin White enters the zone, passes to J.D. Dudek, and Colin White, right in front of the net, gets a little chippy there after the whistle. 15:43 to go in the first.
Yeah, we're going to have an offsides call there on White and Dudek trying to play that two-man game and get to the net. It's a little bit too eager.
Good-looking combo early, though, for Dudek, who's only playing his second game up here on the top line with White and Fitzgerald.
Colin White wins the faceoff as Casey Fitzgerald finds that one to the right of Demko. Fitzgerald looks for the open man, and that gets taken away there by John Stevens. And the Huskies gain possession here. Here's Tanner Pond taking up the right side of the ice. Shoots on net, but Ian McCaution able to use his body and knocks him wide. As J.D. Dudek recovers the puck for the Eagles, sends that one in deep into the zone. Picked up there by Garrett Cockrell behind the northeastern net. Sends it over to Patrick Schuhl. Pass that puck back to Cockrell. Cockrell brings the puck off the ice. On the left side, passes center ice. Knocks that one in to the zone past Demko. Both teams get a line change and a quick turnover there by the Eagles as Zach Aston-Reese fires a shot on Demko, but that puck leaves the arena here. 14:55 left in the first period.
That was a terrible giveaway by Ian McCaution there behind his own goal line. Kind of threw that puck into the middle of the ice without really looking, presumably, and threw it right to a potential scorer. Luckily, Casey Fitzgerald was able to block that shot and deflect it out of play.
Nolan Stevens centering off against Adam Gilmore. No one able to really win that faceoff as Steve Santini takes his body into there and finds it. But that puck stopped at the red line, and a shot fired there by Colton Saucerman. Demko able to get a hand on that. Adam Gilmore picks the puck up, brings it into the offensive zone, shoots just wide of Ruck. As Doherty's able to find another shot, it goes just wide of Ruck again. Eagles getting some good shots here in the first as Sanford gets his face in there, finds the puck, but Saucerman is able to bring that one up. A nice lead pass there by Saucerman, and that's Nolan Stevens with the puck on the left side. Sends that deep into his brother, John Stevens. But the Eagles' physical play, able to gain possession there. Alex Tuck looks for the puck at center ice, but it's knocked wide by a Husky defenseman. Dustin DeRue bringing the puck up. Goes behind Demko, and we will have an icing against the Huskies, their first of the evening. 14:04 to play in the opening period.
Good job by the Eagles there, cycling it through the zone. They had a little bit of presence from Northeastern, but Casey Fitzgerald did a good job a couple times on that shift, stepping up and forcing some mishandling of the puck by Nolan Stevens.
Face off in the Husky zone there, won initially by Cangelosi, as Wood looks to find that shot. But Mike McMurtry picks up the puck, sends it over to his teammate Dylan Sakura with a shot on Demko, but he's able to knock it wide with the glove. Recovered by the Eagles. This is Miles Wood forcing it into the zone there, and a shot by Christopher Brown intercepted by Matt Benning. And the Huskies bring this puck up the ice quickly. Sakura over to Gaudette. Gaudette with a shot on net, but it's stopped by Demko. What a beautiful save there, redirect, as Demko able to hold his own. And the Eagles gain possession there in the defensive zone and knock that one in to the neutral. Colin White with a bashing hit there on Jared Fennell. But the Huskies bring it up. Collier behind the net there is Casey Fitzgerald, who picks up that puck. Looks to get it over to Colin White, who brings this puck up center ice. Looking to find the open man. Sends it to the left. But that one's picked up there by Garrett Cockrell. Ryan Fitzgerald up to the point. Over to Casey Fitzgerald, his brother, who sends it deep down below the net. And that puck cycles all the way around. That will be Brendan Collier, who hits that puck up wide. And Kevin Waugh on the hunt there, looking for the open man. But Casey Fitzgerald using the stick well, knocking that away from him. And we have a little toss-up there in the right corner to Demko's left. And the Eagles are fighting for this J.D. Dudek. And then McCaution putting a body there on the Eagles. And a big hit there by Tanner Pond. And the Eagles, the Huskies are putting a lot of pressure, but the puck escapes the ice out into neutral zone. 12:17 to go here in the first period. The Eagles lead 1-0. Northeastern, confusion in their defensive zone there as the Eagles put a lot of pressure. Matthew Gaudreau sends the puck in front of the net, but it goes just wide, and that escapes the offensive zone. So the Eagles look to regroup here. Quick pass up to Travis Jake, center ice. Jake able to take that one into the zone, sends it back behind Ruck. Puts a nice forecheck there on the Huskies' defense. The Huskies able to come up. That is Lincoln Griffin. Sends that puck down behind the net, and a nice wraparound attempt on Demko, but stuffed by Thatcher. And the Huskies have the puck here, center ice. Dump that deep into the zone back behind Demko. Doherty picks it up, and it looks like we have a whistle on the play here.
And no signal yet what that call might be. We'll see if anybody skates over to the box.
It looks like it'll be a penalty against Northeastern. Oh, we're not sure, but they have one penalty box door is open.
They do. The door is open. No one has skated over thus far. But while we wait, two players who have impressed me so far from DC's perspective, Casey Fitzgerald and Alex Tuck, have played with a lot of intensity so far. Obviously, neither one were involved on the goal that opened up this game, but it's always good to see those two guys, you know, play with a lot of fire early on. They're both a little bit streaky, a little bit, you know, have a bit of a temper at times, so it's good to see them come out and be physical and really show that they want this game as badly as they should for a Hockey East semifinal.
Well, Casey perhaps had one of the best series against Vermont, one of the few players who had a really good plus-minus against them, and he has just been fantastic so far, stepping up when he needs to be. Had a great play there with Kevin Waugh coming on a breakaway, able to get in front of him, prevent him from getting anything going, and he really has perhaps one of the biggest upsides on this team. As a freshman moving up to the first defensive pairing with McCaution, he's really a fantastic player, and if we can get to watch a few more years of him on the Heights, we'll be blessed to do that.
Casey Fitzgerald is draft eligible this season, so we'll see if he gets taken by an NHL team. He's certainly proven in college hockey that he's capable of playing with the best of them, especially being a freshman. And it looks like there will be no penalty assessed. It might have just been a media timeout there. So we have a faceoff at center ice between Zach Sanford and Nolan Stevens. The Eagles win this one up. Steve Santini fires a pass up to Alex Tuck, dishes it off to Zach Sanford. Sanford shot just wide. And that's picked up by Teddy Doherty, who fires that puck in, redirected, picked up behind the net. There's Alex Tuck in front in the slot, looking to find a shot, but unable to. Casey Fitzgerald cycling that puck around. And that puck goes behind Ruck, as Tuck is unable to get that, and that's picked up by Zach Aston-Reese. Zach Aston-Reese with a big pass up to John Stevens, but unable to find his man. And that's a turnover to the Eagles. Teddy Doherty cycling around. Northeastern gets a line change on this one.
Looks like Demko thought there may have been a delayed penalty. He started a race for the bench, then stopped.
Teddy Doherty really initiating this breakout here. It's a nice big pass to Alex Tuck on the right side. Tuck looking for the open man. A nice cross-crease pass to Adam Gilmore. But Gilmore unable to hold on to that.
There was, in fact, a delayed penalty on that one.
Looks like we have a slashing call against Northeastern. 10:32 to go here in the first period. Boston College on the power play, leading this game 1-0.
Yeah, and it's a shame that BC wasn't able to communicate properly when they had the puck on that delayed penalty. Looks like Gilmore and Doherty were trying to play a little bit of a give and go, and they were not on the same page. BC turned the puck over, but now they get the man advantage.
Fitzgerald centering the offense here for the Eagles power play. On his right side, Austin Cangelosi, and on the left, we have Miles Wood, the goal scorer from today. The Eagles have this puck in their zone. And Cangelosi hunts this down, passes it off to Wood. And this puck cycles around to Casey Fitzgerald at the right circle here. Fitzgerald down to the hash marks to his brother, Ryan. Ryan back to Casey. Casey Fitzgerald sends the puck over to Doherty. Doherty looking for the man. Sends it across the ice to Ryan Fitzgerald, who takes a shot, but that gets blocked by the Husky defender. Miles Wood back behind the net. Dishes that one off, and it's up to Casey Fitzgerald, quarterbacking this power play off to brother Ryan Fitzgerald, and that's taken away by the Huskies and sent down the ice for a clear.
Tough giveaway after some really good zone time on that first shift of the power play.
Both teams getting some fresh feet on the ice here as Adam Gilmore brings this puck up the ice up to Zach Sanford, bring it into the zone. Over to Tuck on the right side. Back to Sanford, getting pushed around a little bit. And Tuck hunts Jarrett Fennell behind the net with his big body. Tuck looking to come out on top of this battle behind the net. And he sends this up to Ian McCaution. McCaution at the top. Sends it down behind the net. Colin White picks it up. Back to McCaution here at the blue line. And Adam Gilmore up with McCaution there. Sends it down to Tuck. And this puck cycles back around for the Eagles. 9:06 to go here in the first period. 30 seconds left on the power play. And Adam Gilmore with an attempt on Ryan Ruck. But that one doesn't get passed. And the Eagles will have to clear the zone. Ian McCaution with a nice lead pass to Colin White. And it's picked up by Adam Gilmore. And Tuck with a nice shot on Ryan Ruck. But that one stopped by Ruck. 8:50 to go here in the first period. 19 seconds left on the Eagles' power play.
It looks like on the chance before that one, Gilmore just not ready for a pass from McCaution. He expected the junior defenseman to shoot instead of pass came his way. Slipped by his stick there. He leaves a nice drop pass for Tuck, who shoots it right into the belly of Ryan Ruck.
This power play unit stays on the ice here. Zach Sanford taking the faceoff for the Eagles. And we have Adam Gaudette for the Huskies there. A battle in the corner on the right side of the Eagles zone here. Ian McCaution with the puck. Sends the puck over to Scott Savage, who rips a shot on Ruck, but it goes just wide. And Sanford finds the puck here. And he looks to bring it down the right side, down by the goal line. Back up top to McCaution, who fires a shot, and again, just wide of Ruck. And the Eagles unable to convert on that one as the puck's in the neutral zone, loose between the two teams. But the Eagles have Colin White there to pick it up, who sends it over to Tuck. And the Eagles look to regain power play over, back to even strength here. Just over 8 minutes to play in the opening period. The Eagles dump this one in back behind Ruck as Chris Kalden finds the man on the forecheck with some help from Travis Jake. But the Huskies are able to come away with this. But the Eagles putting great pressure here on the forecheck, keeping this one in their offensive zone. A shot there by Steve Santini. Unable to be picked up there. Travis Jake pinched in the corner, and the Huskies find this puck. Bringing up the puck is Kevin Waugh on the left side. Waugh with a shot on Demko, blocked and sent wide. Steve Santini playing very aggressive defense here. Looking for the open man, Michael Kim. Pressure there, a shot right in front of Demko, but the Eagles able to pick this puck up and dump it wide and get a nice line change. Ryan Ruck behind the net. Dishes it off to Matt Benning, who sets up this northeastern breakout. Benning up to Patrick Schuhl, who finds Tanner Pond at center ice, who brings it down the right side, back behind the net. Tanner Pond, great control of the puck here. And the Huskies unable to convert on this as BC picks up the puck. That's Christopher Brown at center ice, but Griffin able to pull this puck in and taken away again by Brown. Physical play here behind Demko, unable to see that puck there, but Teddy Doherty comes out on top, sends it to the hash mark, where Miles Wood knocks down the Husky, but we have Matt Benning with the puck and takes a shot on Demko, but just wide to his right. That was a close one there for the Huskies. And a little battle here in the Eagles' defensive zone. Teddy Doherty looking to help out and gain composure here for the Eagles, and a nice lead pass, but that one's intercepted by the Huskies and sent back down into the Eagles' defensive zone. 6:15 to play here in the first period. Eagles still on top, 1-0, looking to find an open man. Patrick Brown sends this down the ice, and Colin White on the forecheck, unable to pick up this puck, and that one is picked up by Nolan Stevens. Stevens brings this puck up the ice to his brother, Zach Aston-Reese, and he finds the back of the net for the Huskies' first goal of the game. Zach Aston-Reese.
Well, guys, give the Northeastern first line credit for scoring the goal, but what impressed me was the effort of the fourth line. They had pressure on BC for almost a minute straight in their defensive zone. By the time the first line got on the ice, BC was a little bit back on their heels, and Zach Aston-Reese with a beautiful move going right through Ian McCaution and putting one right past Thatcher Demko.
Absolutely. And you said it was great play by the fourth line, but a great individual effort there by Aston Reed. McCaution, the number one defender for BC, and he just cut him up like butter there.
Adam Gaudette wins the draw at center ice. Sends it over to Dylan Sakura. So that's taken away here by Zach Sanford, who sends that deep into the Husky zone. No icing on the play as Ruck gains control, sends it off to the defenseman. And the Huskies bringing this puck up the zone. Ian McCaution hunts this one down before Sakura is able to get to it. So this puck escapes the ice and enters neutral territory. The Huskies looking to push this forward and gain momentum here. And that's brought in there by Mike McMurtry, and a shot on Demko just wide of the glove. And Gaudette able to keep that one in the zone, but McCaution's there to cycle the puck up the net. A nice lead pass there to Alex Tuck, but unable to control it. And here comes another Northeastern breakout. This time, Brendan Collier up the left side of the ice, and that puck will be called for offsides. We're tied here 1-1, BC Northeastern, 5 minutes to play in the opening period.
Ever since BC scored that goal 15 seconds into this game, it's been mostly Northeastern aside from the power play. Shots are 8-4 Huskies. They've kept pressure on Demko. A couple shots that, as you said, Scott, were just barely wide. They almost scored on a wraparound attempt. So BC can't, you know, they can't fall asleep after that early 1-0 lead, obviously. They got to keep the pedal to the metal here as they're in a tie game.
Absolutely. You would hope that they start pressing more. Obviously, you don't want to make mistakes. You do have to protect that one-goal lead, but one goal is not enough to play conservatively. And I feel like they did slink back a little bit into themselves after getting that goal. And unfortunately, it was just a matter of time before the defensive well kind of broke for the Eagles.
Yeah, and Quinn, you mentioned on the Aston Reese goal going right through Ian McCaution. You don't see that very often. He led the Eagles in plus-minus this season at plus 30, and he was the runner-up for the Hockey East Best Defensive Defenseman Award, which was won by his fellow defenseman and freshman year roommate, Steve Santini.
And we look back at that Zach Aston Reese goal, and we saw the nice lead pass there by Nolan Stevens at center ice. And Zach Aston Reese really showing the capabilities that he has on offense, weaving through McCaution and firing that one past Demko. He is the Huskies' leading scorer, and he surely proved that here tonight. So just about to initiate a face-off here. Looks like we have Austin Cangelosi for the Eagles and Brendan Collier for the Huskies. This one in neutral territory. Referee just getting set, waiting for the call from the television. And the puck is dropped. And it's won by initially BC, but the Huskies able to pick that one up. Sent down in front of Demko. The Eagles defenseman gains possession there. Here's Austin Cangelosi. Off to the left is Miles Wood. Brings this puck into the zone. Looks for a shot there, but that's deflected wide by Ryan Ruck. And that puck sent back around the Northeastern net. Christopher Brown putting pressure. And that puck, a little confusion there, but it's picked up and looks like it's going to be called offsides there for the Eagles after the confusion. 4 minutes and 32 seconds to go here in the first period.
Yeah, Chris Brown and Sam Kirker get into it briefly after that offsides call separated by the referee. And that Aston Reese goal just announced assist to Nolan Stevens and Garrett Cockrell.
Matthew Goudreau facing off against Tanner Pond. This is the Huskies' fourth line out on the ice. Jarrett Janelle looking to find his defensive partner, but that one's knocked wide by the Eagles' forecheck. Casey Fitzgerald keeps this one in the Eagles' offensive zone. And this one is picked up after a hard hit, but Casey Fitzgerald scrambling for the puck. Matthew Goudreau helps him out there. Ian McCaution over to Casey Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald looking for Chris Kalnin. That one's picked up by Fennell. The Huskies bringing his puck up the ice down on the right.